This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Big announcement. Actually, I have two big announcements this hour. And we also have a rather lengthy finish to the interview with the Speaker of the House in South Dakota, who explained very interesting fashion related to Governor Kristi Noem's veto. They have a veto down in South Dakota that's called Errors in Style and Form. Okay, errors in style and form. And I think what we should do is just put that whole thing up on What's On Your Mind, Twitter, Instagram, on AM 1100 The Flag, Instagram, wherever we put things. Because it's too long to play you the whole thing. How long did that go, Kevin, with Spencer?
Oh, it was about almost 10 minutes.
Let me just give you the quick cliff notes on it. Kristi Noem vetoed the bill that would have had, number one, a very clear statement that said only girls could participate in girls' sports. Now, again, how this is controversial, I don't know. But this is the world in which we live in right now, okay? And there was some, according to the speaker, outside influences that said, if you do what you're doing there with that bill, then we're going to do X, Y, or Z. I don't know what that is. I assume it's like NCAA saying, if you do what you're going to do, guess what? You won't be a member of the NCAA. That's one. Two might be, you know, Amazon's going to build there soon, and they are, I understand, because they started in North Dakota first because we had great leaders in the city of Fargo, as well as North Dakota's congressional delegation that acted quick enough to attract Amazon to build what is now a monstrosity of a building. Has anybody seen this north of Fargo on I-29?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the size of like 50 Fargo domes. I don't know what the actual square footage is, but I've never seen anything so big in my life.
You know, Amazon's buying up struggling malls all over the country, turning them into distribution centers, too. As if they didn't do enough to ruin the malls in the first place, but, you know.
Right.
Now they'll buy them up and turn them into distribution centers.
Right. Now, I like the idea that individuals that live in North Dakota, Minnesota, could say, I want to work for Amazon. I want to get paid a salary that I consider to be pretty darn good, and I want to get benefits. All right? It's sort of like a UPS job.
Yep.
UPS jobs are great jobs.
Yep. You bet.
Right? They're great, great jobs. So Amazon's going to hire a bunch of good people. Now, I'm not necessarily in favor of Amazon destroying local businesses. And I have to think Amazon is a couple bubbles short of the devil incarnate. Sorry, I do, because every dollar you give Amazon, every time a piece of cardboard comes to your front door with the Amazon label on it, you have handed Jeff Bezos and his team of nitwits at Washington Post a blunt force instrument against everything you care about.
Yep.
So, I like the fact that they're building a big building. I like the fact that they're going to hire a lot of people here because they could do it anywhere. And they actually came to North Dakota before they came to South Dakota because our elected leaders, people like Tim Mahoney and others on the city commission, not Tony Garrick, by the way, because Tony Garrick whined the whole time saying they came here anyway. No, Tony, they would not have. They would have built in South Dakota first. Now, you may say that's okay. We don't need those jobs. We don't need all those construction things that are happening as a result of it. I don't say that. I say I'm glad they're here. I'm glad they're building what they're building. But I hope we turn that facility in 10 years into a giant indoor soccer facility or something. Right? I mean, I hope they go broke within 10 years. But if they're going to spend their money first in North Dakota versus South Dakota, I don't know about you. I'm for North Dakota first because that's where I live, and I want my property taxes to be lower. I want more dollars on the tax rolls in North Dakota than I do in South Dakota.
There you go.
Because I'm a North Dakota
guy. Imagine that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I lived in South Dakota before. I'm not anti-South Dakota, but I'm just saying. Now, but answer me this question. If Kristi Noem gets a call from Jeff Bezos and says, you know, we have the next mega center planned for Sioux Falls, but if you guys have a girls can only be girls to play in sports, there are four girls in South Dakota, you crazy whack jobs, we're not going to locate there. Would that be a reason to veto the bill? I don't know. And I don't know if it happened, but the speaker is claiming all this outside influence.
Right.
So maybe that's the outside influence. I don't know. I know this. Kristi Noem and her husband, Brian Noem, happened to have had the honor of getting to know them. Did you know that Brian Noem's dad, Kristi Noem's brother-in-law, listens to the show?
Oh, very good. I did know that. Yep.
Regular listener on a little ranch outside of Watertown. So we're honored by that. Did I tell you the story that I ran into Brian Noem at Culver's on my way back from that funeral the other day?
No.
Yeah, so I got a chance to talk to him. And it's the kind of thing where I go, hey, Brian. He goes, hey, Scott, what are you doing at Culver's? What are you doing at Culver's? You're from North Dakota.
Butterburger, baby.
You're in Watertown. Yeah, so we were at, we were doing the Butterburger thing. And, you know, just had a quick little chat about everything. I just know them to be good people. And I know when Kristi Noem says, here's the deal, I don't want boys playing in girls' sports, that she means it. So I think they're all trying to get to the same thing. There's some, you know, discussion about how they did. He explains all this in this conversation that we'll have up on our social media.
The fact that this is even a thing shows you how backwards and upside down and
precisely
bizarre world we live in.
Precisely. Yeah. A texter says the following, and they also put this on our AM 1100, the Flag Instagram feed. I don't have an. I think I have an Instagram account. I never put anything on it. I think I have one picture of my daughter and I because she showed me how to do it. Same thing on Snapchat. Either one of you, Todd, Kevin, Snapchat, Instagram?
Yes.
Nope. Yes, no, maybe?
No, not really.
Have them both, almost never use them.
Okay. All right. So I'm not alone. I feel better now. Anyway, this person put on Instagram, it's only free speech when it is said. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's only free speech when what is said they totally agree with. Does that make sense? I think he's explaining why Amazon doesn't see Kristi Noem saying girls should be the only ones who play on girls' teams. As free speech, they say we don't agree with that, therefore we're not going to put our big box store there. Is that what you guys read out of that comment? It's free speech when what is said, they agree with.
Right. Then you're free to knock yourself out.
Good comment. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Another texter says, hey, guys, it's Tiny Tim's birthday as well. Are you going to play any bumper music for Tiny Tim?
No.
I think it's only fair. I say yes. Kevin says no. Todd, you are the...
I think we should. I think it's only
fair.
I mean, more Vince Gill than Tiny Tim, because Vince obviously had more stuff, but...
That's right.
Generations remember Tiny Tim very well, so...
Has anybody looked at frankspeech.com lately? Are we ready to make a big announcement?
I just did. Nope, it has not come up yet, by the way.
It's just coming soon.
Yeah, and Tiny Tim, by the way, is laid to rest in Minneapolis. He's in the same cemetery as my mom.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, Crystal Lake, yep. Well, Lakewood, they call
it. So when you visit your mom's grave, do you happen to go over?
No, I just know that he's buried in the same cemetery.
Have you been there to see it?
Not his, but my mom's, of course, yeah. But not
see,
his.
My dad is buried very near Roger Maris.
Ah.
My mom and dad both.
Yep.
But the difference is my mom could give, you know, two wits about baseball, so it's not a big deal to her. But my dad, I guarantee you, is smiling about that.
There you go.
I know a lot of people don't like the 43rd president of the United States anymore, George W. Bush, but I'll never forget him calling me a day after my dad died and saying that he was sorry to hear that my dad passed away. Think about that. George W. Bush, former president of the United States.
Yeah.
And I was so taken aback by it, I was like, well, thank you. I know you're a big baseball fan. Did you know he's buried or going to be buried next to Roger Maris? And then we talked about Roger Maris for the next 2 minutes, and then I thanked him again for being so kind. But how about that, Kevin? We both have famous people buried near our parents.
Yeah. There you go.
Neat. Because Tiny Tim might not quite be on Roger Maris's level.
No, probably not, no.
But he did have a birthday today.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell we're stalling a little bit on the big message? Is it painfully evident to everybody that we're stalling on the big news?
No. I think you're good.
This is all good stuff?
Yep. Still coming soon. I'm hitting refresh.
All right. We're waiting for the signal from Mike Lindell and the team that we can tell you what we're about to tell you, if that makes any sense. At the bottom of the hour, we have another big announcement, and that is related to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference and a guest speaker, a keynote speaker that will be coming to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference that is someone that any event anywhere on the globe would be pleased to say is their speaker, and Ron Ness is able to say, we got him. Who is that? You'll know soon. You'll know soon. Or you can check out the website for the Williston Basin Petroleum Council after he says that for all the details. Stay tuned. That big announcement and more on frankspeech.com coming too.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Big question for you. Are you ready to be done with Facebook, YouTube, Twitter? Have you had it with social media that doesn't share your values? Let me know by calling me at 701-258-0550 right now. 701 258-0550 right now. Or text me at 701-367-2054. Speaking of which, I'm going to see if we can shut my phone down today.
Huh?
Once you answer that question, whether you're ready to be done with Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, if your answer is yes, I'm going to ask you to send me a text. And if you've texted me before on this program, or texted Todd, or texted Super Producer Chris, I want you to not text them with an answer to that question. I want you to text me, because if you answer the question, am I ready to be done with social media that doesn't share my values, I am going to reply. In other words, you say no. I guess you'd say yes, right? I am ready to shut it down. So the answer to the question is, am I ready to be done with Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter? If your answer is yes, I will then take that as you are interested in being part of our all-new international platform for What's on Your Mind, which is going to be frankspeech.com. Frank, as in Costanza, speech, as in it's supposed to be free.com. Can you follow me?
Right with you.
Frankspeech.com. Now, we are waiting because the good folks that have been paid somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 million by Mike Lindell to build a bulletproof platform that cannot be shut down by anybody, that will assure our free speech, whether we talk about the stolen election, which it was, but you can't say on Facebook, or, you know, pick your topic, the vaccine. This will be a place where you can say vaccines are great. I think the COVID vaccine is unbelievable, and let me tell you why I think that and why I got it. And I think there's elements of that statement I just made that I would agree with, most especially because Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, led the effort to make sure it didn't take the normal time of, what was it, guys, like 5 to 6 years?
Yeah.
On average?
10.
Sometimes 10, but as quick as 5 for a new vaccine to be rolled out. That's the normal time frame. Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, said what? That's not good enough.
Yep.
Too many people are going to die. And because he did what he did, we now have a choice between Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer. Have I forgotten any? I think there's one more in there. The point is,
well, the Johnson's getting yanked here and there, but
yeah, I guess the Johnson & Johnson, because it's one blast, not two, is got
the
some
success rate's a lot lower than the other.
Right. But when we say success rate, it's not like every 10th person drops over, right? It's one in a zillion or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't take Johnson & Johnson right now just based on what I know. I just lost an uncle at 93 years of age who died because he got the shot. Now, the weird thing is I can't for the life of me understand why they gave him the shot, because he had COVID a year ago. Not quite a year ago. He had it in August. So when I heard my 92-year-old uncle got COVID, I was scared to death because he's a heavy-set guy.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is not good. He's in the risk category off the charts. Guess what? He beat COVID. He beat COVID at 92, but the vaccine killed him. Because the vaccine does give you a certain amount of sickness.
Right.
So I'd like to find the dipstick, and I could say the other word if I was on frankspeech.org right now. I'll say dipstick for Todd and Daniel and Kevin's benefit. Some dipstick in a nursing home said, we must give everybody the shot. We must give everybody the shot. Well, wait a minute. My Uncle Laverne had COVID last year, so he's got the antibodies. So do you really have to give it to him? He beat COVID at 92. Why does he need the shot at 93?
It's a great question. Don't ask it.
I'm shut down, aren't I? I'm silent.
Yeah, enough of that.
The point is, you can think vaccines are good or bad, and on frankspeech.org, you get to have the debate. you could have a debate of whether Christianity is better than Islam. Some are going to agree Christian religion is better than Islam. I happen to think that would be true, but I would acknowledge there's good things and good people who are of the Islam faith, the Muslim faith. I know them. Some I helped get here, move here from Iraq because they were under attack for not exactly being on Saddam Hussein's same page. Can you have a debate about that without it being hatred and vitriol and whoa, shut that down?
That depends on whose keyboard is there.
Should Donald Trump be able to say there's good side, good people on both sides when he's talking about the debate over statues that they twist in to the fact that it's not about the statue? It's actually about white supremacy. You said there are good people who are white supremacists.
Orange man bad on most platforms, though.
If I went to Chuck Schumer and I'd say, is Robert Byrd, rest his soul, a good person? Well, of course he is. Well, wait a minute. He was a Klan member. So I would even argue you could say some people who were white supremacists at one time awakened to the idea that maybe this isn't so bad after all. Maybe this isn't the position that says that's terrible, that's awful, how in the world can you be a white supremacist and put on a hood? Maybe that side's better than my side. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what Frank's speech will be about. Now, if you text me right now and say, I'm done with Facebook, YouTube, and all the rest, I'll join you on frankspeech.com, where Scott Hannon is going to be able to take the What's on Your Mind team and our platform and be one of a handful of influencers, they're called. It'll be on that site for the next 2 weeks starting Monday for the world to watch and say, I like Scott more than I like Diamond Silk, or I like Kevin more than I like Eric Metaxas. And Todd likes really good music, so I like the music he picks out more than I like watching the Sean Hannity show. And by the way, Sean Hannity won't be on it, but we will. So that means we're blessed and we have a good buddy in Mike Lindell. And he's given us this enormous opportunity. All of the people who come to this as influencers will have the benefit of all of the other followers. Example, Diamond and Silk, 2 million followers. Their 2 million come in. Scott Hannon's, I don't know what. How many listeners we have a week, Todd? 150,000? Between 9-11 and the average week, I don't know. You know, pick a number. We've been told that's our number before. And then, you know, throw in some social media and everything else. I don't know, maybe you got 200,000. That's peanuts compared to Diamond and Silk, right? It's 10% of what they have. But now we are able to talk to them. What do we do with that level of platform is a question I'm going to have for you in the coming days. But right now, I just want you to text me and say I'm in, and I'll send you a VIP link. Okay?
Hi, this is Stacey Bosker, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosker, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California high school teacher was caught on camera berating students for their parents' collective push to end remote learning and return children to classrooms full-time in a video shared on Facebook.
However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me, because I'm so sick to my stomach a parent trying to tell educators how to do their job.
That's San Marcos High School teacher Alyssa Puro during a virtual lesson over Zoom. Elon Musk's BrainChip Neuralink company is working on technology that could improve the lives of those with paralysis. Imagine being able to control your smartphone with your mind or typing with thought instead of your fingers. Neuralink is reporting they've enabled a monkey to play a video game by thinking of its movements. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Like this anymore.
What's with his voice anyway? I mean,
he was like the Marilyn Manson of the, I don't know, the antithesis of, you know what I mean?
I love like you're probably the first person to draw a parallel there, but okay.
I love the song, actually. I always did, but I mean, he was just such a goofball.
I know.
I remember watching him with the long hair and
remember
the little guitar.
Laughing, the laughing.
Oh, yeah,
days.
Laughing.
Yep.
That's all I knew about him.
Yep.
Tiptoe through the tulips. He is. Well, he's now with the good Lord, we believe.
Yes, he
is. And we hope he is. We'll pray for him and for rain because, you know you get a little bit out west, but not enough. Snow is coming, and how much of that snow converts to rain again? They told us earlier on the Phil Parker
10
show.
10 inches of snow, about an inch of rain.
It's a lot of snow to get an inch of rain. I'd rather just have the rain, but we're still praying for rain, too, so that's an important thing.
We'll take it whatever form at this point.
Exactly. Todd, you just got a text we got to get to, and then we have Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council on a big, big, big addition to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And then we have Dr. Scott Johnson, a new candidate for governor in Minnesota. I'm going to ask him about my Uncle Laverne dying at 93 from the COVID shot, not from COVID that he had a year earlier. And see if that's possible and see if this is the reason he wants to be governor of Minnesota. So some of these facts at least get to you so you get to decide with all the information. What was the text you got, Todd?
Texter says, I called Midco. They said they can't get Newsmax because Dish has all the rights to it.
Well, ask yourself this question. If Dish has all the rights to it, why is Newsmax on every other cable major cable provider in the U.S.? That is a BS answer. I'm sorry. So keep calling Midco and say, no. Beck's got it. Why could Beck have it in North Dakota? And you don't. Yep, that's
fair.
Bad news. Texter says the same company that did the groundwork for Amazon Fargo completed the South Dakota location first. I don't think that's accurate when you say the South Dakota location, because I don't think South Dakota yet has the size. I'll check that out, but I appreciate it. Another said, why haven't we heard anything about the BLM march in Fargo and the White Lives Matter march that was shut down in Fargo? You have on our news, Greg Neft, our Flag Family news director, WDAY news director, was covering that this weekend. I'm sure Todd and others have access to those stories as well. I've even heard, what's this guy's name? West Black Lives Matter.
West TV has Newsmax, by the way, so that would, if Dish has all the rights, DirecTV wouldn't have it. Sorry, jumping around there, but here's another weapon in the arsenal.
I know I heard Wes, who's like the Black Lives Matter self-appointed spokesperson, lecturing to us earlier. So I know that's in the news. But anyway, I appreciate you bringing it up. Okay. 25 before the top of the hour, Ron Ness is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. First of its kind in the nation post-COVID to hold an actual event that now is exactly 1 month away. It'll be at the Bismarck Event Center from May 11th through the 13th. And Ron is here to tell us about yet another world-class speaker that is joining the lineup. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be with you today.
You as well. First of all, plans are all systems go for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference May 11, 12, and 13 in Bismarck, right?
We are all systems go, and this is very timely, of course, as we see a rebound in the state's economy in terms of not only the economy as a whole, but the Williston Basin and the Bakken, Scott. We think this is going to be a great business development opportunity, and, of course, a long list of these conferences that have all been fantastic. And if you've been to one, I'm sure you're going to come back. Our registrations are, just about to exceed 1,000 today, and people are now just getting fired up. We had 227 booths sold. We have 8 booths left. We have a fantastic lineup of speakers already, Scott. You've seen our list of great CEOs, Kelsey Warren, right on down the line of just a really great list of CEOs, along with a lot of fantastic technical speakers. But today's announcement, I am pretty fired up about this guy. You know, we've had people like, we had a guy by the name of Donald Trump. We have had Sean Hannity. We've had Lou Holtz. We've had J.C. Watts. We've had just a great group of speakers over the last decade. But today's announcement, Scott, I think it's pretty exciting in terms of where we're at in the world. And this guy, Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, a former four-term congressman from Kansas who actually owned an oil and gas service company prior to being elected to Congress in Kansas. He was in charge of world relations for our country when the U.S. became an energy-dominant country. And here we are today talking about, should we continue the Dakota Access Pipeline? He's going to come and he's going to talk about what American energy dominance meant in his world stage as he crisscrossed the world and saw that. And I think he's a great speaker. Brings a lot of fire, and he's gonna ramp up our crowd, Scott. He's gonna speak on Thursday, May 13th, from 11:30 at 11:30, and he's gonna be in town for a little bit longer than that. We're gonna get to spend a little time with him, and as you know, he's on the stage in the discussions. He's been snooping around in Iowa a little bit.
Right. There's some talk of him being presidential timber, and I think he is. I mean, like you said, you went through his resume. I'd forgotten even that he had, oil and gas background. But my gosh, on the world stage, one of Donald Trump's best appointments by far, first in the intel world and then later as Secretary of State. Think of the vast knowledge there. But most importantly, this is a guy that fights for oil and gas. He's unafraid. I mean, so many politicians, they fight, but they do it a little quietly. But Mike Pompeo doesn't do anything quietly. He's a great diplomat, but he says what needs to be said. And I don't think there's a conference anywhere in the world right now that wouldn't go, wow, we got Mike Pompeo at our conference, and that's what Ron Ness is able to tell you on the radio today. So, Ron, anything you want to add to that before I ask you the next question?
No, I just think that he brings a whole other level of excitement, and right along with who we've had wrap this conference up in the past, and I'm very excited about him, obviously, and we're gonna figure out how many tickets we have and make them available. People can get in line for those extra tickets for the Pompeo talk at email us at ndpc@ndoil.org, ndpc@ndoil.org. We will start a waiting list for tickets. Remember last time we did this, Scott, we had Donald Trump, and we packed that Civic Center, and that's not quite what we're planning here, but certainly this conference was supposed to be held a year ago. I was going to begin to be ready to announce that we're going to have the vice president, but I think Mike Pompeo is the next best in line right now. So we're pretty fired up about having him, obviously.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I also remember the Hannity event. Same thing where the Civic Center was packed to the rafters. Same with Donald Trump. Where Donald Trump, if folks might not forget this, Donald Trump spoke at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference before he was president. And he rolled out his whole vision on energy. Not just oil and gas, but, coal and everything. Okay, his whole policy platform, which he went on to execute, not quite as well as I'd liked, as it pertains to, coal, but pretty darn good, was all rolled out at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I mean, you forget that, but that's unbelievable, and that's what the conference has become. So this is going to be just extraordinary. I'm so fired up that he is keynoting, and not to mention you got a great lineup. Now, what I want you to do before you leave is just tell us who should be there, because I think some people think, well, this is an oil and gas man. You got a bunch of CEOs there, and just oil and gas people should be there. I think a guy that owns a shop in Botno ought to be there, because he could say, gosh, how can I, understand who's going to be coming here, when they're going to be coming here by. A guy that makes, parts for things in Oaks might say, I want to know enough about the oil and gas industry that maybe we can make parts to find out what they need. This is really for all of North Dakota, is it not?
Well, Scott, we've made this into a huge business development conference. Typically, we get people from 47 states, 9 countries, people from all over the world. The Canadians can't attend this year because the border is closed. How ironic is that? But this truly is, the impact of energy in the state of North Dakota. This is open to anybody that's got any interest in terms of what's it mean to my business. And I don't care if you're in real estate, the impacts are broad and wide ranging, but also the opportunities. And, people from the Red River Valley, of course, come over to this conference in droves. And this is a tremendous opportunity to understand, really, from the best of the best, these are the experts that come to this conference. We probably have about 70 speakers, all of whom could give a keynote speech at typically any conference. But from the likes of Mike Pompeo, that's an entirely different level. That's North Dakota on the world stage. And remember, Scott, not only did Donald Trump come here, but North Dakota put him over the count in his delegate count to get the nomination. And he never forgot that. When he came to the Bismarck Event Center that day, we did it that day. And, of course, he came back as president a short time later. So good stuff. We hope to see you there. Scott, you're going to be there all 3 days along with many others. So it's going to be a lot of fun this next month as we ramp up the activity. And everybody's going to be interested in hearing what Mike Pompeo has to say and likely his first visit to North Dakota.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be amazing. It absolutely is. And I think, folks, you want to be there. The point is you want to be there. You want one of those slots. And if you're a business that already feels like you have a product that would interest people in the oil and gas industry, only 8 booths left. You better want one of those 8. And you certainly want a ticket to get there. All of that at WBPC, as in Williston Basin Petroleum Conference.com, right?
That is right, Scott. Just one little known fact that I read when I got his bio when we were talking to him. First in his class at West Point, first in his class at Harvard Law, became a captain in the military in the cavalry for the Army. This guy has got deep, deep experience in our country. And of course, he owned and operated a oil field equipment and manufacturing business in Kansas. So he's going to speak the speak of North Dakota. So we look forward to having him.
It's going up on my Facebook page right now to find the link. I misspoke. It's WBPCND.com. WBPCND.com. Check that out. Ron, thanks for the time today. We'll talk again soon, and congratulations. This is big news.
Thanks, Scotty.
PetroServe USA helps us bring you what's on your mind every day. And so we'd suggest you be powered by the great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience they have. Today they have a little goulash at 12th Avenue North and I-29. Swedish meatballs at 2 OPNP Avenue downtown Fargo. Glendon has lasagna today. Valley City eggs at 292 off I-94. Beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. Little tater tot hot dish, too, at Harwood. And macaroni and beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You can get to that from either I-94 or I-29's Main Avenue exit, PetroServe USA. Also brought to you by DAG Diesel. Our buddy CJ and the team at DAG Diesel have the additive to make sure that regen stuff never happens to your diesel engine ever and save zillions in repairs, okay? DAGDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. My favorite candidate for governor of Minnesota, Dr. Scott Jensen, when we come back, we'll ask him the tough COVID question and talk about his quest to be governor on What's on Your Mind in our final segment next.
It's spring again, and that foundation crack, that seeping water, that bowing wall is still there. But it's not too late. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got you covered.
Don't let those problems continue through another spring. Your complete foundation experts are here to help. Call 701-280-7038. That's 7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Everyday special at PetroServe USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $2. The Big 20-Ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday, the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Your warranty lasts a lifetime. A free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles, unlike others offered in the area, and it does not cost you a dime. Schwann Buick GMC believes in taking care of their customers. Buy with confidence. Drive worry-free with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right. A lot of questions related to FrankSpeech.com. All I would do is tell you to keep checking back there, but we have a way for you to sign up to be a VIP, meaning you have early access to this all-new social media platform through us if you text me. Only me today, because I don't want Todd and Chris to have to spend their day forwarding me texts. It just won't work, okay? So if you're done with Facebook, or as it's being called by some of our listeners, Fascist Book, What else did they call it earlier, guys? We were having a good laugh over that during the...
Fake book.
Fake book, yeah.
That's what I call it.
If you're done with all that and you want to go for free speech and be part of this world-class Mike Lindell social media network, text me, and I am going to text you back probably by time the sun goes down tonight, a link that will be your VIP pass to frankspeech.org. So text me, 701-367-2054. And everybody that does that will have VIP links to this. And then we'll have more on free speech being free speech again with frankspeech.org, the website, tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Okay? All right. Our next guest has been a guest before, but he's not been a guest as a candidate for governor. And now he's not only a wicked smart doctor and a former state legislature in Minnesota and someone that spoke truth about COVID-19 from day one, he is a candidate for governor, Scott Jensen. Dr. Scott, welcome back. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Are you going to be the next governor of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Tim Walz likely will be your opponent. How do you beat Tim Walz?
I point out to Minnesotans that they've been disrespected enough. The notion of oversimplifying the challenges Minnesota faces by taking a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter approach isn't working. Minnesotans' individual rights violated. They've seen the expansion of government through emergency powers done like never before. People have been terrorized, whether you're a senior living in a long-term care facility, whether you're a student trying to get your education, whether you're a small business person trying to pay the bills for your family. Over and over again, we've seen this happen. This is not Minnesota. This is failed leadership. I would absolutely focus on preparing Minnesota for the challenges that we face based on real science, not just this garbage political science that we see over and over again. I think that we've got to protect Minnesotans. Certainly, we haven't protected the streets and the businesses and the private citizens that live in Minneapolis. And I think we've got to literally preserve the way we govern ourselves. We've got three branches of government, but you wouldn't guess that. It looks like we have an emperor.
By the way, every time we complain about North Dakota in the way of restrictions, we should remember what Minnesota went through because we had it pretty darn good. Doesn't mean it was perfect in North Dakota. And by the way, anybody within the sound of my voice ought to be calling the North Dakota governor today at 701-328-2200 because on Friday he was on with Chris Berg on Point of View saying how effective masks are. And you don't go into a operating room without somebody wearing a mask. So therefore, duh, the mask mandate is the reason COVID is over in North Dakota. These are my words, not his, but he did use the analogy of the doctor's office as an example. So he is likely going to veto 1323, the big victory last week that said, in a future decision related to a pandemic, a governor nor anybody else at the state level can mandate masks be worn. I don't know why he cares about it, because he's probably not going to be governor the next time there's a pandemic, but he sees this as an encroachment on his power, and I'm sad to say Doug Burgum is on the wrong side of history on this one and the wrong side of the people. So 701-328-2200, Governor Burgum, do not, please do not veto 3328. Speaking of masks, what's your take on the governor's point that, well, you go into an emergency room? Dr. Jensen, you've probably been in an operating room before. You wore a mask, didn't you? So why wouldn't you? He also said it's the reason we have no flu is because of the masks. Is he right?
I don't think he is. I think from a microbiologic perspective, if you look at the history of wearing masks in the surgical room, that's predominantly to, one, prevent splatter from the surgical field into the face and mouth of the surgeon, but it's also during the surgery, if you have an unexpected cough or sneeze, you're going to stop particulate matter from showering the surgical field. It was never intended that a surgical mask, whether it's one ply or three ply, would stop transmission of small particles such as COVID-19 particles, which are 0.1 micron in size. A surgical mask is made to potentially stop 5 micron units. A COVID-19 particle is 1/50th of that. So I think he better go back to his physics and microbiology.
Exactly right. Can I also ask you another quick medical question? Personal case. My uncle Laverne died recently. Canby, Minnesota. Lived there all his life. Lived a great life. Beat COVID in August. He was 92. Lost the battle to the COVID vaccine. Should somebody 93 that's had COVID already be getting a shot, a vaccine shot?
Personally, I'd be skeptical. If I were that person's physician, I would say, you know, with you having had it in August, why don't we just do a quick blood test and see if you still have the IgG antibodies? Because if you do, then you have on your lab test what people who are getting vaccinated for are hoping to get. So, I mean, that would be one thing I would look at right away. And otherwise, typically, I usually make a decision in terms of counseling my patients based on having a complete understanding of their medical records.
Well, there's a good idea. There's a good idea. The doctor actually looks at the records and says, here's my best advice for you. This is why we want Dr. Scott Jensen as governor. Watch for some big endorsements coming. He could be the next governor.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
There's no terrain too tough for hypertrophy equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hypertrophy equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.